Thomas E. Ricks, a man of foresight. Thomas E. Ricks, 1828 to 1901, was invited by President John Taylor, 1808 to 1887, to colonize all of eastern Idaho north of Pocatello. Thus, on 11 January 1883, Brother Ricks, in company with others, arrived at the present site of Rexburg, Idaho, to establish a colony there, which was soon named in his honor. These early settlers were very poor, and Brother Ricks gave financial credit to all and bore a large portion of the colony's expenses, which eventually caused him financial problems. "I was called here and have expended my means for the benefit of the people," he said in February 1890. "My means have been used up, and I am comparatively poor. But my faith has been increased in the Lord, and I acknowledge the blessings of the Lord." Although he had little education, Brother Ricks understood its value. In 1888, as chairman of the State Board of Education, he offered the dedicatory prayer that marked the beginning of Bannock Stake Academy. Thomas E. Ricks died on 28 September 1901. The school's name was changed to Ricks Academy 2 years after Brother Ricks's death. Later, it became Ricks College, which served as a 2-year junior college until 1949, when it served as a 4-year college until returning to 2-year status in 1956. On 21 June 2000, President Gordon B. Hinckley announced that Ricks College would again become a 4-year college and be renamed Brigham Young University, Idaho. Of Brother Ricks, President Joseph F. Smith, 1838 to 1918, said, "It may be a long time before we find another man, his equal in honor, mind, and unswerving loyalty to the cause of God and his people." Shown are 3 scenes from the life of Thomas E. Ricks, painted by Latter-day Saint artist Glenn S. Hopkinson. The paintings currently hang in the Hiram Manwaring Studio Center on the BYU-Idaho campus. The following captions accompany these pictures. First picture, announcing Bannock Stake Academy. In November 1888, Stake President and Board of Education Chairman Thomas E. Ricks introduced Jacob Sporey as principal of Bannock Stake Academy. He said the academy was to give spirituality precedence over worldliness. The principles of the restored gospel of Jesus Christ were to be taught side by side with arithmetic, geography, and reading. Second picture. Leaving Nauvoo in fall of 1845, 17-year-old Thomas E. Ricks worked alongside his father Joel and others to complete the temple in Nauvoo, Illinois. In February 1846, he crossed the frozen Mississippi as a teamster with some of the first families to leave Nauvoo on their exodus to the west. Third picture, handcart rescue. In October 1856, 10 days after 28-year-old Thomas E. Ricks returned home from a church mission, he and others were called at General Conference to rescue the Martin and Willie handcart companies stranded by an early snowstorm in Wyoming. They left immediately and were successful in helping rescue the companies. End of the article, Thomas E. Ricks, a man of foresight.